Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 21. Here we have a verse that gives us an insight into the spiritual plan of God for a church. In whom, that is in Christ, all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. Now, it's using a picture of building a building. Now, if you are building a house, and in this case, it's talking about framing a house. It's like a big puzzle, you know. This wall, you have your perimeter walls, and then you have walls that go into the perimeter walls, and then you have walls that intersect one another within the house, and you know, you have to have the if you're making it out of wood, where the one wall goes into the outside perimeter wall, you have to have a stud on either side of that wall, and you have to have backing there, so the wall you have something to nail to, and there has to be the outside studs so that you have a place to nail whatever you have there, the drywall or whatever, and then on the interior walls. Every wall, you have to know, has to have a place for that wall to fit into the other wall, and et cetera, et cetera. And so you have this great big puzzle of when you frame a house. And, you know, everything is fits together and it's framed together. Remember one time my dad was building this house, and he called the architect who drew the plans for this great big fancy house, and he said, your plans don't work. He says, you just drew a line here on your plan, but this line doesn't work. This building has to fit together, and the way you have it drawn, it doesn't fit together. This board is just out in the middle of the sky. Well, there's a plan. God has a plan. And, you know, you start thinking about God's plan for a New Testament church. It says that the New Testament church is fitly framed together. And that this building, fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. So you can see the picture of a house. Okay, so walls going up and the partitions are being built. And, you know, the second floor is put on. Second floor walls go up and the partitions go up. Then the ceiling joists and then the rafters. You know, it's all framed out now. And it, you know, it's a growing. It takes step by step. And there's a result. And in this case, we have a result. It says that the result of God's plan, the result of this building being framed together, where each part fits together. It results in a, it's growing, and it's growing into a holy temple of the Lord. It's growing into an holy temple of the Lord. Now, this is really one of the mysteries of a real church. You know, the Catholic idea of a church is you go there and you park. You know what I mean? You go there and you just park. You sit in a pew and you go, but you just go and you park. You are you and they, it is it, and you park there and that's all you do. That's not New Testament church. People, it isn't made of people. It is not made up of people who come and park. It's not God's plan, parking. What's God's plan? Growing. Growing. What does that mean? Growing. Well, means change. Means change. There's obviously a change that is taking place. There is a development that is taking place. There is a spiritual working that is taking place, and God has an aim for it. It is a holy temple in the Lord. Now, I guess many of you have been around long enough, you observe how it goes. Some people come and they park. They don't want to change. They don't want to grow. They just come and park. Some people come and they grow for a while. And then they start parking. They start parking. But we don't have the idea here of a stopping of growing. We don't have here that a church is a state of institution. In other words, it isn't moving. The church is moving. And it ought to be moving. Now, let's put it in context. Here's a problem. Most churches are moving down. Yeah, they're moving down. Their standards are slipping. The lifestyle is slipping. And in that context, people get the idea, well, we aren't slipping. We can just park. That make sense to you? We can just park. We aren't slipping. And so praise the Lord. We're not slipping. We'll just park. But is that what the Bible says? Park? Bible doesn't say park. Bible says grow. In this world in which we live, we can get this attitude that, boy, we're doing fine. We aren't moving. We aren't going down. We aren't compromising. We'll just park. And you know, that attitude can pervade over a church, can't it? We just park. Nowhere to go. We don't need to go. We're fine. Really, as you look at the history of Mequonago Baptist Church, one of the things that you'll see in its history was we weren't anywhere where we are today. And we dealt with issues and some people decided to park. They wanted to park. And we weren't going to park. And so we came to the place where, you know, there's a big group of people. Most of you weren't here. Joe was here. We were here. Nobody else was here. Came to a place where, you know what? Our kids aren't going to go to youth activity in pants. And girls aren't going to go to youth activity in trousers. We're going to teach what the Bible says. And there's a whole group that said, so long. And I suppose you could say the same thing about music. Whether it was guitars or whether it was whatever. Said, no, we're not stopping here. We're going forward. And a church has to grow spiritually. We certainly haven't arrived. We certainly haven't arrived. Now, we're talking about outward things, but there's also can be inward things. You know, people can just become cranky. I remember I was a member of a church, and the janitor, he was the grouchiest guy you ever met in your life. He acted like he owned the church. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He wasn't growing. He was not growing at all. He came to a spot and he parked. That was it. No more forward progress. You know, maybe he used the right Bible, but he didn't live the right Bible. Because he stopped growing. He was just content to be a church member. We have a picture here of what is a real New Testament church. It's growing into a holy temple of the Lord. So there is a growing. You know, sometimes we have to make a real soul searching analysis. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, what did the Holy Spirit do in people's lives? What is the Holy Spirit doing? You know, you see people come to a place and it's as though they came to church and they never changed. They sit here for months or years and they never change. And I sit here and I say, all that preaching, it seems as though in some cases the Holy Spirit did nothing. Nothing. You'd have to say that's true if there's no growth, right? No growth, no change. Obviously, Holy Spirit did nothing. So there needs to be the Bible pictures. There's that churches are to be growing. We live in fearless times. Churches, even though they're perilous times, they should be coming more holy. People should be coming more holy. Now I realize that there are huge challenges. You know, one of the real challenges is this. And this is a dilemma. As a church grows in holiness, and that's what the Bible says, right? Then what does the world say? Boy, they're really out of touch. They're really out of touch. What does mainstream Christianity say? Oh boy, they're really out of touch. Because the world expects the church to go downward with it. You know? That's it. You know? I mean, it's tough to go from the world to the church when the gap is that big. But when the gap gets that big, oh, wow. Right? The world's going fast that way. And so there is this huge challenge. But the Bible gives us this picture of fitly framed together. A building term. There's a building. A building of our lives. The building of the church. And there's a lot of things it could say, but it does say that the church should be a holy temple of the Lord. You know, my wife was taught in 1972 and 3 at a huge church in Hialeah, Florida. Dr. Al Janney was the pastor. I think it was 5,000 to 10,000 people went to that church. It was a BBF church. And they had quite a ministry. They had a great Christian school, hundreds of kids at Christian school. Had a great bus ministry. Al Janney was a well-known preacher all across America. And about 10 years later, maybe a little bit longer than that, people at Hialeah Baptist Church, I can't remember what the real name was, were going to movies, had bad music, ladies were wearing pants, young people were half naked. Were they growing? Were they growing into a holy temple of the Lord? So what do we see? We see a spiritual reality of a real New Testament functioning church. It talks about, obviously, a church is made up of individuals. And so there must be a corporate identity of all of those individuals growing individually so that the church corporately is growing. Growing. That's God's plan. Now let's look at it from an individual level. Okay? An individual level, that means you and I have to be growing. That's what it means. That means every member ought to be growing. And that every member contributes to the spirit of the church. And that growth is producing something. It's building, the picture is a house that a holy God delights to live in. It's a picture of a house that a holy God delights to live in. It is His house. It is His holy temple. It is a place where He feels comfortable. God has a plan. Now, admittedly, this is actually very much the opposite of what's going on in Christianity today, isn't it? This is exactly 100% opposite of what's going on in Christianity today. And we need to make sure that we are participating in the growth. And that growth is a spiritual growth. Whether that growth is the growth of a teenager, of submitting to the Lord, obeying the Lord, doing what's right, whether it's the life of a mother, a young mother, a mother, whether it's the life of a senior citizen, there ought to be some growing. There ought to be some growing. And, you know, if you're here and you've been here a while and you're parking, it's not good. I remember one time we had a young lady. She's teaching violin here at the church. She's a graduate of Maranatha. And she was teaching here. And boy, I wonder how many 40, 50, 60 people we've had live at our house over the years. I don't remember anymore. One day I was preaching in Genesis. After church, she said, "Pastor, can I talk to you?" She said, "You know, today the Lord spoke to my heart. You're talking about ladies' apparel." And she said, "You know, when I came here, I told myself I was not going to let the Robertses get to me." Ever heard anything like that? Ever thought anything like that? You have this barrier in your life that says, you know what, I'm not going there. Ron Roberts isn't going to get to me. I'm stuck right here. Well, praise the Lord. She let the Holy Spirit get to her. That's a lot better. But in her mind, she was going to come and she was going to park. Going to come and park. But that's not how God looks at things. We come to grow. We come to grow. We don't come to park. We come to grow. And there's never a time that we stop growing. You say, well, you know, I'll come to this point. I'll come to this point. But that's it. You already put in your mind that you're going to park. And it may not take you long to get to that point. But after that, you're going to start going backwards. Because you have limited the Holy Spirit. You've limited to where God wants you to go. And you know, we have to decide that we're not going to be people who park. We're not going to get to some point and then, okay, that's it. That's the end. That's all the further. No more. Every one of us need to grow. And even if we have big challenges ahead of us, that shouldn't be the end of our growing. Amen? And so I trust that you aren't sitting here tonight and you have something that you said, you know what, it's not leaving. I'm not parting with that. I'm not changing. I'm not ever going to get to that point where God can get a hold of that in my life. Now you're acting like a Catholic. Now you're acting like an unsaved person. Just come to church to park. But God has a plan. Grow. Let's pray. Lord, you have a wonderful, great plan. And Lord, you know how we are just like the people of God in the Bible. We can easily resist you and hold you at bay and say, this is all the further I'm going. And Lord, not only is your will hindered, not only is the spiritual power of the church hindered, but Lord, certainly we are hindered individually. And I pray even tonight, Lord, that that person who is parking, they're parking. They put up the barrier. Just because they're a little bit different from the world, they're satisfied now. But Lord, that's not your will. I pray that in your grace that you would give folks the victory tonight over their own sinful will. And they would be willing to surrender to your work in their life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.